We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hey, it's Race Taylor. Thanks for clicking play. I'm on the phone right now with Paul Brozen. Paul Brozen is part of a major effort as the film industry works to feed the front line of healthcare heroes. Though on a day-to-day basis, Paul provides classic cars for period shows like Boardwalk Empire or The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
You realize that in the pecking order of a normal production, I'm way down in the bottom. What I call the bottom right-hand corner of the call sheet.
Well, it seems like you're doing the hero work right now. Tell us about what's happening.
Sure. So this week we set up a mobile kitchen at in St. Joseph's Hospital, which is located in Paterson, New Jersey.
Okay.
And following the lead of the airline industry, we do hub and spoke. So that's our hub. And then thanks to the support of local 817 Teamsters, we're able to spoke out or deliver other meals from the one hub. So we're delivering meals to Beth Israel this week in Newark. They get 200 meals. And then we're delivering meals for the second week in a row to the EMS workers that are staged in the Meadowlands.
And if we can count a little bit, since you've been doing this, do you know how many meals you've churned out total or how many you're doing daily?
Daily varies. We hit a high of 950 daily.
Wow.
On two Fridays. That was a base set up in Winthrop in Mineola, where we did 550 during the quote-unquote day hours, and then to help North Shore Hospital, which said they had a problem Friday and Sunday night, we then delivered to them 400 meals. That was the most out of one truck in one day.
That is amazing, and a lot of nonstop work. And you have to understand that the need for this in hospitals, in urgent care centers, in emergency rooms around the tri-state right now, just because they are so busy with the work of healing people.
The whole concept came about because I was watching a piece on TV where they interviewed a doctor at a hospital in Brooklyn, and he said the biggest problem is the staff has no water and no food. And I said, what can the film industry do to help? And I said, I know what we do really well. We deliver lots of meals on location in short order.
Mm-hmm.
Following that train of thought, I said, you know, let's see how I can find a caterer or caterers that were willing to help out.
So when it comes to people who can help you out, is this something that is crowdfunding? Is it a GoFundMe? How can we be of assistance to you in your efforts to feed those on the front line?
So not that familiar with the concept of crowdfunding through GoFundMe. My daughter, Caitlin, who's a junior at Fordham, said, just do GoFundMe. So I said, okay, set us up.
Uh-huh.
And she did. And Andrew Sachs, who's a line producer, sent out emails to his closest 200 friends from the industry saying, this is what we'd like to do. Can you help support us? And we were off to the races.
How long do you hope to carry this on? Have you met your goal? Is there a new limit that you have to meet so that you can get all of your funds? What's the status there?
On day one, I had no concept of two things: how much money we could possibly raise and how many meals we could possibly feed. So we set a goal at $100,000, which was, we projected a cost of $10 per meal. So that goal was achieved probably within the last 10 days. And we then raised the bar so that people wouldn't look at the site and say, they already have their goal, there's no reason to contribute. I was advised to move it up to $125, which we did.
What is the address? Can you share that with us?
Sure. If you go to GoFundMe and then you type in Film Industry Feeds with an S, the front line, and you'll find our site.
Excellent. And where will you be? Will this spoke theory, this hub and spoke theory, continue from where you are? Or will you move to Long Island or Westchester County or possibly Connecticut? What's the plan?
The plan next week is to utilize someone who has a commissary set up in Maspeth, that's Marshock, and we will then feed Queens General Hospital. I believe we have a hospital in Manhattan that we're feeding also, and we'll continue to feed Wyckoff in Brooklyn. So I'm so excited for next week, because next week we will have hit all five boroughs, at least one hospital. Nassau County, when we were in Mineola, we fed North Shore, Winthrop, Mercy, and St. Joseph. We also were in the Bronx, and when the Bronx, we reached out up into Westchester.
Wow.
And in New Jersey, we've hit quite a lot between the Meadowlands, Jersey City, Newark, and Patterson.
That is just tremendous work for people who need it so badly so they can continue the fight, and we appreciate all that you're doing. By the way, I know the film industry is no stranger to early or late hours. When does your day begin?
Well, on Monday, my day began when I was at Restaurant Depot buying the supplies for the truck that was in Patterson.
Okay.
I was concerned. Restaurant Depot is throughout the U.S., but I had never been to the one in South Hackensack, and it opened up at 7 a.m., and in order to have the first meals ready by 11, I have to give the crew enough time to cook and pack up the meals. So I began at 6 a.m. at Restaurant Depot in Long Island to make sure that I could get the food, then to drive to Jersey, to Patterson with the food for them to get cooking. And we met the deadline.
Fantastic. It's Film Industry Feeds the Frontline. It is a GoFundMe page. Paul, thank you so much for taking a minute to talk with us. We're going to put this out there so anyone who has some spare time, some spare energy, more importantly, some spare money right now, can do what they need to do to help support you as you guys feed the front line and help us work through this unbelievable time in our history.
Thank you for your attention to our matter, and hopefully we can continue to go. I believe next week will be week six, and we can go from there.
Fantastic.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.